USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits is rising. The Labor Department saying there were 286,000 initial claims filed last week. That's a jump of 55,000 from the previous week's revised total. The White House on Thursday is defending President Joe Biden after he claimed the upcoming midterm elections easily could be illegitimate. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Thursday was asked if the 2022 midterm elections would be considered illegitimate if a voting rights bill is not passed.
But the point he was making is that as recently as 2020, as we know, the former president was trying to work with local officials to overturn the vote count and not have ballots counted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
A low supply of homes is being blamed for a drop of sales of previously owned homes. The National Association of Realtors says that the figure dropped 4.6% last month. That comes out to just under 6.2 million units. Full year sales for 2021 were just over 6.1 million. That's an 8.5% jump from the pandemic-filled year of 2020. The NCAA is adopting new standards for transgender athletes.
The NCAA Board of Governors changed its policy regarding transgender athletes that started yesterday. The new approach to allowing transgender athletes will follow a sport-by-sport model similarly adopted by the U.S. and International Olympic Committees. The NCAA said if there was no International Federation policy, then the previously established IOC policy criteria would be followed. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
286,000 people filed for unemployment last week. That's a jump of 55,000 from the previous week. Economists chalking it up to that Omicron surge. Many restaurants are still experiencing a big slowdown, and there are talks underway regarding a dining industry bailout in the range of $48 billion. Aside from all the COVID issues and people calling in sick, Ron Sue, who's the co-founder and chef of Lazy Betty and Juniper Cafe, tells CNN he's also dealing with supply chain issues.
The new restaurant we opened, which was kind of our answer to a to-go and open-air dining solution to COVID, at my new restaurant called Juniper Cafe, we have issues with getting something as, or used to be as plentiful as chicken. You know, every day we're dealing with different chickens from different farms and different cuts of chicken. And you know, the fallout from that is customers are expecting one type of chicken one day, and we have no recourse but to give them a different type of chicken.
Instagram is rolling out paid subscriptions. Creators will be able to charge subscribers anywhere from $1 to $100 a month for access to exclusive content. The new feature is currently being tested with a small group of United States creators. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.